Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Okay. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. And you're listening to the Blog Talk Radio Network and the Cosmic Philosopher Antimals Red. Bless you today. Another edition. And I have been thinking. And among the issues I think about is about my growth. Whereas I want to see my brain take my attention to a higher level where I want to feel at home. I am not feeling at home yet. And one of the things I want to mention to you, and I am making special emphasis on this. Do you know how valueless we as human beings, we do not value, let's say, cosmologically speaking, we do not value anything beyond just our day-to-day life and the interest we have in certain things, because we have a lot of human things that we can be concerned with. The thing is, how would you assess the worth of a human life? Let's say, besides our interest in having money, having nice things, apart from those things, like when a person pass away, what happened to the value of that person? I mean, is there anything that we know to let us have a regard for that person that is dead? I mean, think about what happened when a person is dead. Even if they have billions of dollars, they can't spend that. Again, it's that wealth, if it's in the hands of people, relative or whatever, you know, they will spend the wealth, spend the money. So I'm talking about what you and I regard ourselves as when it comes to a higher spiritual level of value. I have observed that. But how would you personally assess human value in the context that I'm talking about? Who could give us that value? And the reason why I'm saying that is, come to find out of how regressive our mind is because of what? Well, the first thing is something that happened 100,000 years ago between the monkey humans and our hybrid people. Something sexually that took place, that their blood get into our system. From that point on, what is left of our species? We don't value what we were valued before. The first 100,000 years, the value that we had back then, we don't have it today. Who gave us that value back then? The gods. But to hear, let's say, the full story, we should have been dead and gone. Because remember the reason why, and I'm not talking about white people, because white people don't have anything to do with civilization at all. Okay? So in order to understand our existence fully, and when we are talking and thinking about what we value as human beings, we will have to go with the history of our origin. Because there's nobody else can fashion anything that is going to make us be more or less valuable than we are. we want to know the right thing. Well, the Bible is not a place for us to find out about how we were created. Not at all. There are too many monkey business going on in the Bible. The hip people. But think about this. Before I knew about history, prehistory, I knew about the Bible and what the Bible says about creation. And clearly, I look into what the Bible says about the reason why, in the biblical term, God. Right? Denotatively, the Bible is telling us that God, monotheism God, a Abraham God, and that are rubbish. And if you think I am wrong, you're always able to call me and talk to me about whatever it is that you think I have wrong. I'm still going with the right source, the history. And if you have a better source than what I know about, let's be with National Geographic World History. All right? The textbook, the big textbook, okay? So the only way to determine our value as living beings is to go to history. And history tells us about our origin and who we are, right? But given the fact that so many of us believe in the Bible, and when it says what it says about Adam and Eve in a garden, let's say billions of people believe that, I realized that there was no truth about that. Based on what the Bible says. Now, I know a lot of us are not hinged to what the Bible says in the way that we should understand and hold tight what the Bible says. It says, in the beginning, O God, make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. You remember that? Yeah, you remember that. Now, are you thinking about anything else but that? You better not. Otherwise, you know, I mean, you don't have no grape on the tree. No grapes. You have to stick to what the Bible said. It's the reason why God created mankind. And you know, take a good look at it. Because you probably will find that it is beneficial to you to look at that and to get the full sense of what it is about. Now, when I bring it to your attention, I don't convince you about anything, but you can find what I'm saying interesting and that you need to know, right? You are safe when you are deciding about something and what to do. Nothing gone wrong with you yet at all. When something is going to go wrong is when you make a decision and make the wrong decision. That's when something happens to you. Negative and wrong. It's bad. Because you come to a bad conclusion. So always examine things first. And if you can't deal with words to find out what something written is telling you, like the Bible, then, you know, you're really not doing well at all.
we need to be able to read and able to understand serious things in our lives. So, I am saying to you, with all of what is going on in the world today and what we know about, what we value ourselves, how much do we value ourselves, is very, very important. Because if the Bible is telling us that Adam and Eve was in the garden, and like God used to come and go in the garden, right? And there come a time when the talking serpent came in and, you know, changed up the mind of Adam and Eve and caused them to do things that the Bible is not all that, you know, it's not straightforward about the story, if you're really looking at the story. Because it is saying, God said they, you know, must not eat of a fruit in the middle of the garden, but outside of, you know, the middle, they can eat of the trees, right? And the story is, though, with all of the discrepancy, the story that is part of the story that affects us is the fact that Adam and Eve sin against God and God cursed them. This is where we today, under this AD and Adamic system of prophets and Jesus Christ and all that. The fact that we have the Bible that is telling us things about our ancestors long ago, sin against God. Now, what I read and study and come to understand, none of it is true. Nothing at all is true about a Adam and Eve in a garden forbidden to eat fruit of a certain part of the garden and some other trees, they can eat of it. That's what the Bible tells us. So we look at what is really happening in what the Bible is saying. True or false, we believe it. To us, it is true. Right? All right. We'll apply the substance of what the Bible says. And we will have things to assess what position are we in as human being on earth concerning what we think our creator that we don't see, but we think he rolled the thunder and sent rain and stuff like that. We believe in about Adam and Eve's sin. So we lose our position with God because our ancestors sin. Right? So we are discounted. Right? We are lowered than where we were. So now we must seek Jesus. And the Bible is telling us now, God gave his son to die for our sins. Redemption is possible through his son. Think about that. Think about that. So we have a reason to think about whether we value we value something then. Since now we accept Jesus and we are the church and things like that. The church with these sodomite white people kill us and take away our land and everything like that. Or imagine that. And if you believe into that stuff, I know there are a lot of people now don't no longer believe those stuff. They don't accept those things as true anymore because he's too foolish. You see? And the two ends don't meet with those kind of a story. You've gone from the world of sober to the world of fairy tale when you're believing those things in the Bible. All right? So what do we value? Why we are carrying on the way we carry on? We go to church and we do all kind of stuff, and these, you know, the church institution do a lot of things to keep us hinged to those stuff that there is no verification for what we are believing and what you think you value, that Jesus Christ was supposed to come and you think he came, right? And he gone back to heaven. That's what you think, right? I know none of those things are true now. But throughout my early years, age 7 until like maybe 50 years of age, those things, I did believe them. But now my reading comprehension definitely removed me from believing that is true. It's a good thing that history is there for me to understand that I did not. But now I realize, oh, history is what has the true facts about our existence. And nothing goes so about now that, you know, we are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb and Christ is going to come back and take us home to glory. Nothing goes so. Please. It is ignorance that past cockfight. It is not a nice thing to grow up and believe those kind of things. Because it messes up your brain. Mess up your brain. You see? So the what happened 100,000 years ago and caused these ape-like people to interbreed and give themselves a higher human value, right? And from that time, like I told you, the interbreeding destroyed our brain permanently. And they are from our species, sapien, Y sapien. We have two subgroups, and that is the Neanderthals. And then the wise sapien subgroup. We are all destroyed because of these orangutan monkey hip white people. And we don't know. And it's the reason why we just sit back and they do whatever they want to do, and so they're ruling us. And they talk all of these fucking nonsense about AD and Adamani, and they like they revere Jesus. Who is Jesus? Saving a sodomite character in the Bible they call Jesus. And where Jesus is supposedly coming from, 2,000 years ago, it was not a European. It's a Hebrew, African person they call Yeshua. So what are we doing with what they have in the Bible? And they popularize Jesus. When they invade us in our territory, just like you see us in America. America is like, you know, like among the last of our territory that these white people take away from us. right? So we are just living on our homeland, like we are just mere settlers paying to live. It's not the situation like before they invade where we live and take control of all the societal things we used to take care of ourselves. They come and scrape up everything from us and said they, you know, and you are regulated to live into their establishment where you must pay for everything. Right? So it's not the government that we used to. So who are they? Who are these white people that you never knew? Who are they? But now you can't tell them nothing because we turn full and we don't get a chance to learn anything. We can't learn anything anymore because the truth don't mean nothing to us. We don't know what is truth. You see, and even if your mother or your father tell you the truth, you have a hard time to accept it because your brain is gone. Yesterday, I had a show, and again, it is more frequent now. They are turning off my mic, and nobody, so that nobody in the world hear what I have to say. Let's see what's going to happen today. Just a second.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. Soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
Okay, now, what I'm saying is this.
life doesn't worth what we think it does. Because when you read, if you read history, you will find out what you value, because you are told why you were created, right? Now, what happened if you read the Bible and you don't know nothing about your prehistory? The Bible will tell you and give you a reason as well why God created you. It was for you to work. Now, is there anything else that God told us that gives us value as human beings? From the biblical point of view then, because there are a ton of people believe in the Adam and Eve story. So if you believe in the Adam and Eve story, and that's why you go to church and you praise Jesus and stuff like that, you have to take what the Bible tells you and what you believe as your value, your human value. Now, if you believe what the Bible says to be your human value, you better make sure you're not just believing something. You better get a knowledge of what you are believing, because belief doesn't make nothing real. You better know what the thing is before you believe in it. That's the fact. Believe don't bring knowledge to nobody. You go to school and believe. Or, you know, if you're going to believe, you don't better need go to school. Just believe that you will be educated without, you know, without going to learn. And then you should be educated by you just believing. So, and if somebody tell you something and ask you to do something, and they are going to do something in return if you do that for them. Now, they don't give you no fact, but they explain, and it's on okay, and you believe what they say. Now, what happened in the case when somebody is going to do that to you, and they didn't mean what they say? Does your belief cause it to be true? No. It means that if you waste your time, spend money concerning that issue, you're not going to get that back, especially if that person is not going to give you nothing back that you have lost. So the church believes in what we don't know is leading us to wherever the church wants us to go. It's not where we want to go. It's not what we know. But that's all we grow up and know. All right. Come back to what I'm talking about. What do you feel about yourself? I mean, as a human being, how valuable are you? And what is the reason why you are valuable? You know, that is something that is very serious. A lot of people don't care about that, because we've been told long ago from a child to believe. And therefore, if I ask you now who used to believe that, and I find out belief is different from what we think it is, I find out something academic that makes our belief in what we don't know very wrong. Very, very wrong. We are in a lot of danger for believing something you don't know, you don't have any evidence of it, but you believe it. Now, what really offends me is the fact that the Bible teaches me that my foreparents sin against God, and we are fallen from grace. There is nothing at all in history that corroborates with that. None whatsoever. You know, none whatsoever. And therefore, I am angry about that. I'm very, very angry about that, because it should never have happened. If you want to live your life after a societal world that you were born and raised up in, well, everybody's going to die. But the thing is, proving that we African people have spirit inside of us, because we have the blood of the Elohim gods that created us talking people. So, you know, today, these things tend to like they cannot bother with going into those things, because clearly it's not encouraging when you're not raised up with knowledge about certain things. And when you're getting old, it's especially when you have a conviction or something like that, like about church and stuff, you don't really want to get into that to like disturb your system, you know, send your blood pressure up, because you really need time to digest these things and understand them. And when you believe them all of your lifetime, and now you're not thinking about to go research to find out whether or not it's true or not, and it creates a lot of depression, a lot of stress on your system. We were not born to be affected by those kind of things, but this is what happened. It happens. All right. So I must tell you that yesterday I did a show, and they mute my mic again so that nobody hear it. So it's getting real frequent now that they don't want what I'm saying to be broadcast. Who is it that don't want what I am saying? I'm an African person. These white people, if you don't know that they take away our life from us, and if we don't retrieve our own life, they will treat us as dogs. And as you know, they are sexual companions of dogs and other animals. Okay? Like the man is sexual companion to a man and woman to a woman. That is the white people, them culture, sodomite culture. And what are we doing with them everywhere we are, everywhere we go since we leave Africa and come to the Western world? These sodomite white people follow us and eventually take over everything from us. Okay? Now, they don't want us to talk about it. So it's not just talk. I want to talk about it, but it's like, it's about what the situation is. What am I going to do besides talking? Because if anybody is going to find out that these white people are ape-man species, hominid species, that's where they're coming from. Who wants to hear that? After these people go through their transformation, don't look like apes anymore. They're talking like, I mean, it's just the difference is you can see their skin. The skin pigments or skin tone, you are, and their eyes, look in their eyes and stuff like that. You can see that white people are not of our same species. They don't have our taxonomic blood. And that's the reason why
the interbreeding that went on long ago bother us today and why we can't stand on our own 2 feet. We are too far down in the regression. You see, we don't understand things like they ought to be understood. Because when you read the Bible, put on top of everything 100,000 years ago, we retard. We are retarded. Why African people are retarded. And if you think what I am saying is a lie, because you have money, you have education, you have this and that and stuff like that. But why are you taken down and ruled over by white? Tell me that. They make us slave. But who made them slave? Who make us slave? It's Africa, our own people, sold us slave to these white people. Where were these white people all along? They didn't begin to talk. 100,000 years ago, it's after they interbreed with our people and they get talking, baby, they begin to talk. That's what the history shows. And I want to tell you, if you think I am wrong, why don't you get somebody? Talk to me. Come on this program right here. Program 347. That's the number to call. Right? 347-850-1358. Now, you see, I happen to know these things because I'm reading. You know, since I began to read at my highest level of comprehension, in my adult days, over 50. Well, no, I went into adult school 20 when I was about age 27, right? So after that, I did a paralegal course about 9 months, and I graduated paralegal. So, you know, I am not stupid. I mean, anybody could hold a conversation with me. I would understand them, and they would probably understand me. Now, I am endeavor to say what I have learned. I have learned that history has the record of our past. So therefore, ain't nobody is likely to come up and say, well, then history is not good. The Bible is. I already proven by linguistic that the Bible is not a good book. Definitely not one with redemption. Not one with no Jesus Christ. Okay? Now, these white people who make up this phony Christianity, right in the World History textbook here, I can tell you. These are people who say they make laws and stuff like that, and we have civilized laws. You know, I cannot understand except for knowing the insanity of these people's minds and know the difference between them and us. It's awful. Anyway, that's what it is. And let me come and talk a little about our existence as Africans. Our story sounds strange because we grew up in the church. We just can't do any better besides want to hear about Jesus and his love. Because we don't know anything else. And if you hear anything else, the Bible already put up a defensive posture inside of our minds that, you know, we must be careful about who we talk to because there are many vain talkers and they are for Antichrist and atheists and different people who hate Jesus Christ. It's not, there's no Jesus Christ to hate. If you really think that Jesus Christ exists, then you show me since when? Show me when Jesus Christ began to exist on earth. Show me where the prophecy fulfilled when Jesus Christ came on earth and fulfilled it. Talk to me about that, because what I have read, I don't see nothing specifically Isaiah 9:6. There is nothing in the New Testament about the prescription in the Old Testament, in Isaiah 9:6-7, that tells about what Jesus or the Messiah would do, or what they call Jesus, would do when he come. You know, he would be a king, sit as a king in Israel, in Jerusalem, you know, like upon the throne of David, he would sit, and he would be a judge among the people and everything like that. Did that happen? No. Now, is there any place in the Bible that you read the prophecy concerning Jesus Christ and what he would do fulfilled? Is there any place? I don't see it. I do not see it. And I want to tell you, the Bible and Jesus is all about these white people in America, this federal government and everything like that. These people are, if you don't know, I have to tell you, they are sodomite. They are homosexual. Okay? When you see white people dress up and look good now and so, they were not dressing up 100,000 years ago. The history said that, and the history don't have any reason to lie. They were not dressing up like you see them dressed up now and look like they are real human beings. And they are talking like human beings. But 100,000 years ago, they were not talking like human beings. They were not talking at all. And what were they able to do? Make stone tools. They were able to, like, hunt animals, right? So they make stone tools to help what they do, to catch their animal and have food. That's all the thing that they could do, and light a fire. That's all. These people didn't have no civilization at all. Now, these are the things I'm talking when they are, you know, living in palace and we don't live nowhere. Right? So they can't stand, now that they are talking and can do business and all kinds of things, they cannot afford for us to start talking when every single thing that our life, that affects our life, they have to be the one that is causing the public works of it to take place. You know, whether it is the electricity, water, and stuff like that. That kind of thing. I mean, we are not supposed to be in this position. We are not. But they convince us that's the way it's supposed to be. And it's the reason why we are sitting down and not complaining. It is because it happened so long ago, and many generations of ours come up in it and have children and pass it on the foolishness to the posterity. Your children know it, and the other one have children and teach them the same thing. And until it gets to us, we just accept it. And whatever realization we have that averse to it, you know, it becomes a troubling one. And so many people of your own will not see anything in what you say. It's just terrible. All right. Now, I don't plan to go out of existence a silent person about what I have learned. It is a problem, but you know, I don't want to be a part of the problem. I want to be a part of the solution. And that means to tell the truth. I am one who intend to tell the truth. And if you don't want to be a part of it, it's up to you. Because I'm not after nobody personally. You know, it is the entire gross total of us. We need to know the civilized world. And don't make nobody at all, no matter what they look like, they are not supposed to take from you what's yours and tell you that it is theirs. If them a criminal, them a criminal. Them a sodomite, them a sodomite. And they cannot outdress us and then look on us like we are nobody at all. No, that is not, it's not necessary to happen because they have their own blood. We have our own blood. What are they doing in our territory? It is clear what they are doing in our territory because they have themselves report the reason why. Well, that reason does not entitle them to turn around and claim that they they conquer our society. They conquer. What kind of a governmental authority do they have to do that? They talk about they have imperial colonialism. Where'd that come from? When does civilization come into the earth? I am sure that exactly what is going to really destroy stuff because they don't have anything to prove that they are the ones that created civilization in Europe. So the World History textbook is on to all of that. That shows that when they left Africa and go off into Europe, right? And that they were only making sound tools. They couldn't talk. They're mute, okay, and can make a fire. That's it. So there's nothing about white people why we must be afraid to say, look, you need to get out of our territory. Just plain and simple. They must get out, and they're going to behave like, oh, they're this, they're that. Or since when? Well, since our people went to sleep. And leave everything to them. But, hey, what about those of us who wake up and see? It's not going to happen. All right. So my thing now is this. If the good Elohim don't set me aside and they leave me to be active, it is the best of what can come out of me. Somebody is going to be affected by it. Because until I am gone, I am here, and I'm going to do exactly what my heart delights in. These sodomites are not like us. They don't belong to our culture. The World History textbook explain all of that. What are they doing here? It's simply because our people, whatever it is, happened to them. Well, it don't happen to me in the same sense. It don't happen to me in the same sense. So none of this, nobody don't want to, approach what I'm saying and nobody want to improve anything. Well, you know, the gods know what to do. And I am going to stay in the way and give my prayers, my adoration to who I read is my creator, and what I have seen as evidence, that's all there is to it. I am here to tell you what I have read in World History textbook and what I am convinced is reality, and that's what I'm trying to tell you now about how government come into the world. It's not these white sodomite people, them have nothing to do. Because like I tell you, the process is that they come and intermingle with our people and mingle with their blood and start talking and start looking like us and all this kind of thing. That's where it come from. So I read and read enough to see what is in there, right? Now, when I write any posts out there, like on YouTube and stuff like that, you know, I pose the question about government and government jurisdiction. You see what I mean? And want someone to explain to me, who are these white people? Who are their species? Where they're coming from? Yeah, I have to now get them identification, because nobody's behaving like that. Like there is identification for the humans. There is identification in the World History textbook. You know what I mean? They if you don't know that, white people feel like them better than African people, the hybrid people. Yeah, because Africa give them the key to open the door, remove a king, and from then we don't have a government in action. However, the government is still here, because what is the government? Spiritual and temporal manifestation. So if you want to do a business and you want to open a corporation, you're going to register the corporation with the state, okay? So you have to register the corporation. It's not blank paper you're going to use. You have to write information and go pay a money to register it, okay? To do whatever you want to do. Well, them have church being registered now with the state. All right. So the intangible part is what you talk, is what you say, or what you write on paper. That's intangible. The information is intangible. However, it represents tangible things. You see what I mean? It represents tangible things. So this is what we are onto here, is what the record of history says, and whether or not we understand what it says. Well, this is what I'm talking about. I cannot live in a world where you have people who is of a different category. The blood and everything is different, and they want to come and they want to come into your settlement and come be a part of your settlement. When, look, let me tell you people something. When we talk about where we are coming from, time is very essential to it. Because if you don't understand the time, you cannot determine anything. 200,000 years, we were created in South Africa. That's all that is known in history. And after 100,000 years passed by, imagine we have develop, you know, into a pretty big kind of culture, right? Yeah. We were not created with nobody but a selected type of people. So we are hybrid. We share that evenly. We are hybrid, the blood that created us. And then we are created in different makeup. Like you have the Chinese, the Indians, the Hispanics, you have the Arabs, you have the Indians, and so forth and so on, right? That's the way we were made up. So we are hybrid ethnic people. We don't mingle up in no kind of way with white people. So the interbreeding that happened 100,000 years ago, that caused a problem. And anywhere we go, our brain is not working, and we don't have the mastery like the first 100,000 years that we live and develop in Africa. Time to go out now on our own. What I'm trying to show you, were these white people out here before us? Yes, they were up in Europe before us. And they were in Africa before us too. And leave and go into Europe. Okay? So they were before us in the physical sense. Okay? Now, when our species, they are hominid species. They are hominid species. We are Y sapien species. Right? And as subgroup, we are wise, sapien, wise human being. Okay? And then you have, from our species subgroup, the Neanderthals. And they catch the Neanderthals and go and interbreed with them about 18,000 years. This is what mess up the African people and divide us apart and like they write the Bible, the white people write the Bible and talk about Jesus said, you know, he come not to send peace but a sword and to divide up people and all them kind of old bunch of a jackass nonsense. So what I'm trying to tell you, my friend, I cannot leave this because I go to school and I walk past, you know, a lot of plantation, agriculture plantation stuff that white people own. From I was growing up. Now I'm realizing white people do not own anywhere outside of Europe. And that's the fact. So when we are sitting here and allowing these white people to go around and talk all their them sodomite stuff and we go on like we are fool and we want to praise Jesus with them and all that, we lost completely. You see? So they know the force of what I am saying on this radio. You see what I mean? They have nothing to gain but to lose by doing it because guess what? They're not about to remove us from where we are. We just need realization of our history and know that we are the ones that hold the jurisdiction of government. Government cannot come from underneath these sodomite fucking asshole. Government, A.D. and Adamani, you know, that's where it come from. We don't have that type of government. We are not under that type of government. Okay? So they can sit there and decide that they're going to, I mean, mute my mic and people don't hear what I say. Well, I'll tell you what. When you bung up this outlet, another one is going to burst out. Telling you, whenever the next catastrophe is going to swoop down on them, they won't have time to fix nothing. No joke about that. All right. Now, let me tell you some of what I began to tell you. Elohim. Elohim civilized kings. One of them is Hur-Nammu and Amurabi government preceded AD. So our government preceded AD Anno Domini. Preceded AD Anno Domini. Yeah, and these are null. It is a null. AD Anno Domini is a null. If you don't know AD is a null, you know, you go there in America, and you see, you know, the place is busy. There's a lot of things going on. And what is running it? AD Anno Domini. Since when? Look, what I'm trying to tell you, these white people that you see here, they are criminals. That's all they're doing. Stealing every day. All the government transaction and all the what they have to do with other countries and all that, and behave like they are the head of everything. The reason why they're behaving like head of everything is because Africa made them boss. Africa made these white sodomite bosses. You know what? There's a lot to understand about that, because it's all begun 509 BC. There's a lot to know about this. These folks will kill you just like that. You see what I mean? But I think that, she said, these people don't start up anything of government at all. They are now wrongly emulating what the gods, the Elohim, has established on earth. That's what they are doing. When we fail to realize that, we are not about to aspire to greater, but regress. We're going to digress. But what I want to show you is, when some of us began to leave Africa to settle down in the Western world, where were these white people that today, back then, 100,000 years, you don't hear nothing about anyone else but these hominid white people in Europe? That's the only people the history talks about. So what was in the Western world? Nothing. Nothing. Because talking people did not originate with the white people in Europe. 1.5 million years ago, they go up there. There was no other human being around but them in the world. It's a textbook. Okay? So these orangutan, sodomite, hominid, ape-like, southern ape of Africa. It was only them alone. How they come now after 100,000 years now passed? They come here now, the latter B.C. era, that they come and mess up our calendar and talk about A.D. Anno Domini. All right, Well, in I say the last say 3,000 years, what happened to them now that, like I told you, they begin to talk and look like us and everything like that, and begin to learn. They go into our institution. That's where they go to learn, right in this World Literature textbook. So what I'm talking about, white people, I mean, at a certain point, I thought like, oh, you know, I couldn't talk about this. I can't manage that and stuff like that. But I realized it's a matter of learning, reading, and understand. It will be easy to talk about. So it's you. Here I am talking and feel like, say, well, then, oh, you know, how long it takes for me to know that. Look here. If you want your life to be a certain way that you envision, and you put your interest in it, you will learn everything that to explain it. Okay. Now, but what I'm trying to say to you, the way we are bugged by these white people, you look at the history from back there, coming right to where we are here. And they, after all this time, 3.5 million years, they never spoke a word. Never did, right? But they know to prowl and go all about and go on with things. That is the reason why the interbreeding and miscegenation, came up with our people. And it was a danger zone, because their blood and our blood not supposed to mix up, and that's what happened. That's the reason why we digress to nobody, and they can talk now, and they have their violence, and they can kill anybody and frighten anybody away. You see, now we don't have the knowledge to connect with our Creator at all. So them make up the Bible before we pray to this faggot God in the Bible, talk about he Abraham God, and none of those things don't go like that. And they keep on morphing themselves on us, our character, and our lifestyle and everything like that. That's what these faggot white people do. Okay, if you don't know, when I'm talking about Caesar Augustus, you ask them who is Caesar Augustus, and you will find out. These are faggots who never know nothing. Okay, and we are not to treat them like they are our superior. Okay, no, we have never disrespected them, because it is through us why they are talking and look like us. Is some act done by them. Okay, but what happened to, the millions of years that passed before they even talk or look like no human being those times? It is since they met with us. Now, the reason why... The reason why I'm still here talking is simply because I read and I understand what happened. And I am not going to sit down and settle for them to rough shadows and all that kind of thing. No, they are required to go to their own settlement in Europe. That's where they belong. And I hold till death us do part. That's where they belong. I am not afraid to argue this, because they are criminals. They don't have any civilized legal rights where we settle down. Because if they had civilized life, knowledge, we would come and find them in the Americas and other places where we go in Palestine. We would have found them there. So, my friend, if you don't want to enjoy the knowledge of your own existence, it's up to you. But I'm not going to lose it. I am not going to lose it, because there ain't no white people out there making any sense, except that, you know, the men looking for another, they're looking for other men as companion. That's what their life is about. And they want to come and show it on us. And want us to, you know, that's why this book with this Jesus and all stuff, Jesus stuff, stuff like that. We don't need those information. That's not our information. A white people information, that Jesus something. Because we don't come from that type of element at all. But they want us to think so. I am telling you, it is not so. I grew up in the church, so I know just as much as anybody else about the church. What else anybody can tell me that I don't know? But those times, I don't know anybody who read and know that this Jesus thing is a fact. I don't know nobody. The best reader believe it. Now, nobody was begging me to believe it back in those days. My parents were Christians, right? And it is through a critical experience. Why? I began to read. And it is because our God exists and able to whisper things to us when we want to know. But if you don't want to know, your brain is not going to tell you nothing because you don't want to know. Your brain is not going to fight you to tell you nothing. If you turn yourself within yourself and begin to ask questions and listen for the answer. Anytime you're asking your brain for a question, you must be ready to deliberate with your brain. When your brain tell you anything, deliberate and find out it is true. Now, if your brain talk foolishness to you, you're supposed to know too if your brain tell you foolishness. Because your brain, all kind of something can go on in your brain. So you have to identify what is sane and sober stuff, coherent stuff, okay? And you and your brain will get along if you want to understand stuff. So I start to read and find out that the worst thing was for me to find out that the Bible is rubbish. And not every leaf in the Bible is rubbish, because I learned a lot of good knowledge from the Bible. That's not, I don't need to like compromise that. You know, it is a fact that knowledge is in the Bible. But what, where is the knowledge in the Bible? I know you're going to get it. You know what I mean? So you have to know what in the Bible that makes sense and what don't make no sense. So if you don't understand that, I need to think and say, well, you know, because little sense in the Bible, you know, me can't condemn the Bible. That's not the way it is. That's not the way it is. There are, you know, a lot of things with the principle that show you that good and bad can be together somehow, you know, because like fruits and even vegetables, there are a lot of things that we produce that some part of these things are not good. So what you do, you take it, you cut it off, right? You separate it from what is good, right? And you devour what is good. That's how I know it goes. The Bible, you know the context of the Bible and how to use the Bible. You will not believe in no God, make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day, or Adam and Eve in a garden and talking serpents and all that. You're not going to see those things as making sense. The God a lie. You know, and the talking serpent that tells truth. Yeah, you know what I mean? All right. So what I'm trying to tell you is that if you look and read and find out that white people been here long before us, and they should be out here. If they were civilized, oh, they wouldn't be making up AD and Adamani calendar by drawing reference from the solar calendar that the gods set up here long, long, long time ago. Why they're doing that? Because they're copycats. You see? And what I'm saying about how white people come to talk, it may sound, you know, weird, but if they were talking and up, we would come and find them all over the Western world and other places. But they were not civilized. They never spoke any words, no language at all. And they only make some tools. And that's where they're coming from. So I'm telling you, it is right on time when we are coming out from Africa, some of us, and coming to the Western world. Why it happened at that time? It happened. You know what I mean? It happened. And here we are. And who has ever told you what I tell you? What I am saying to you is because I have read and found out. It's not anybody who, you know, winked me and showed me that. It's my little level of reading, see these things and realize that something is wrong. You see what I mean? Because it's easy for me to see that if they, you know, in the part where I don't know enough and I'm contemplating, I'm looking at different angle of these things because I'm looking at them and the time that is allotted when they were evolved long miles, you know, million years ago. And when our time came, when our species came about 250,000 years ago, all right, all the time before even the Neanderthals, before they met the Neanderthals, if they were talking, we would be reading something different. We wouldn't be reading about they going out there and interbreeding with our species and causing a lot of problems. No, that's not what we would read. We would be reading about the people that we have come to know on the planet, right? Which would be these, sodomite white people. We would be talking to them from that perspective, that we come to know them and who they are and are we fitting along with them. But that's not what we can say. Okay? These are hominid and they remain that way. And if you read the World History textbook, it will tell you about whatever progress they made. But you know what? You go have to dig deeper to find out really what happened to them. Within that 100, not 100, but within that 1.5 million years, whatever happened during that time, that is what we're supposed to know, because this is what these white people are hiding. That's what they are hiding. That's what making the trouble, because they are holding on to what is not theirs. You see what I mean? I'm up there and I'm writing and, you know, I'm not being disrespectful or anything like that. I'm talking real truth. And when they are writing history about what they have done, what they done to us, the way they write it, they make it seem like, oh, you know, it's no big deal, and just write it in a way to deflect the problem that is lying there. And they want for us to go along as we are here right now until nothing is ever going to come out of what they do. But it's not going to go that way at all. It is not going to go that way. They think that what they come and steal is theirs, and therefore we must go about our business, because they will tell you that they are the American, not us. You know, and they are in a position to export us. But and let me tell you something. They are not in a position to export nobody but themselves. Really? Because I'm telling you, AD and Adamani don't respond nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing. But it's well covered up. It's not, nobody has put them to the test. You read about the Moors, and that the Moors don't really succumb to them, but because they are, I guess, these kind of a these kind of a beastly people, and you know, they take all of our things that we have created and turn it against us. So the best thing to do is to, like, according to the Moors, like, go away from them. But it's simply because that the Moors don't have the right sense to deal with them, although they seem to endure much better and to protect themselves better than the other Marcus Garvey and Dr. Martin Luther King. These people belong to the church. I don't think the Moors belong to the church. You see, so therefore they, you know, able to do much more or get more mileage out of their effort. But now we still need someone to set in order the right context of this and why white people must take their fucking ass back to Europe. Yeah. Because they don't have anything right now to talk about a viable government. Nothing. Okay? AD and Adamanin about Jesus. These are cuckoo, latrine, nonsense. And a God begot a son and all that kind of stuff. It never, ever be true at all. You see, but if you don't have somebody with the legal sense, then there's nothing you can do. Nothing you can do with these white people, because they're going to run you around and wrap you around and kill you or do whatever they feel like they want to do. But look, the right force will bring us the right remedy. If we don't have that, it's not going to work. These sodomite fucking ass fucking licking all kind of flesh nonsense. We don't need them, and we must chase them out. White people, the money that they have is not theirs. Nothing they have is theirs, because they didn't come with nothing. So where they get what they have from? Where they get it from? They don't come here with nothing. So the position that we are in as African people, we'll need to read our history and pull up with the sense of your creation and not the Bible. You know, created by no kind of a God in the Bible. They say God is a spirit. Not gospel. All right. Let me see if I can this little preface here. So I said before that we have every single thing about civilization, and these faggot is not supposed to come and, like, push us out, because we have all the law and order for civilization. They don't have anything. So if we cannot talk to them and let them know for sure where they belong, and if they don't get out, we have power above. See where the rain fall? See the clouds gather up there? Right, you hear the thunder? All right. Well, look, it is written in the World History textbook, we are not supposed to bow down to any foolishness. We must stay upright and know exactly who we are, not these faggots, damn. Okay? I'm not afraid to say that, because that's what they are. They are criminals. I mean, you think about Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Think about Nagasaki and Hiroshima, the Chinese. the rest of the hybrid world don't care about the rest of the hybrid ethnic people, because of these white people what they come in with the church and separate us from each other. You see what I mean? What a day it will be when we all overcome this whole bunch of ignorance by these sodomite white people. They get it to, do it their way. Well, the truth is going to, like, burst them asunder. You see what I mean? All right. The world's earliest Elohim civilized law codes by kings includes Ur-Nammu, is one of the oldest known law code surviving today. It is from Mesopotamia and is written on tablets. On the Sumerian language, 2100, 2050 BC. Also King Hammurabi law codes. AD Anadamani is unlawful. First, you hear that? It is true, though. But all I just see these white people going on with, they can't trace us back to civilization with AD Anadamani. No! Because all the laws of kings and everything that is published, they cannot hinge AD Anadamani to no part of it, my friends. AD Anadamani is unlawful, unhinged rule, mentally, unabashed, deranged, unbalanced, mentally unbalanced. Yeah, that's what AD Anadamani, their system is. You see, it is unlawful what they come with and ignore the Elohim lawful government kingship law code and make up their own and say this is a new world order. What happened to us? Something went wrong. But I tell you, it's from way back, 100 years ago. You read about 509 BC, when these Sodomites overthrow the king in Italy. Where was Africa? Africa fled. So you know, the fact that Africa has not played any government role since 509 BC, from 600 years ago. We know that something happened between Africa, people who say them running government, and these white people. They had something, because they have good relationship until this day. And you never hear they talking nothing about the viciousness of these sodomite people. Them were, you know, talking all kind of a nasty, dirty stuff while they kill us and say their God tell them to kill us and take away the land from us and all that kind of stuff. And we, you know, here we saying anything because everybody afraid of these dirty fucking asshole white people, we're wearing cloth. They never wear cloth before. They wear animal skin. That's what they wore. Okay? You can't tell them nothing now. Okay. Well, the truth is the truth still, you see what I mean? Tornadoes. Really tornadoes blow down all those big trees that you see fall on the ground there, my friend. So the truth That's what the truth does. So, it goes on to say, number one, what is so? Who is Saddam Hussein? Or what Saddam Hussein known for? He was of Iraq. He was the something here. Let's see. Yes, Saddam is known for he was Saddam was the Iraqi leader, right? He was the Iraqi leader. He was the Iraqi leader some years ago. He formally came to power in 1979. He consolidated his power over Iraq's government and a Baath party. Relationships with fellow party members were carefully cultivated, and Saddam soon accumulated a powerful circle of support within the party. Number two, Muammar Gaddafi, brotherly leader and guide of the revolution, October 2nd, 2011. President, chairman of the Revolutionary Command Council of Libya. Number three, in the late 2nd century BCE, the Osmanian Kingdom conquered most of Palestine and parts of neighboring regions, but the kingdom gradually became a vassal of Rome, which annexed the area in 63 BCE. You see, now, you know, this is where the African people divided more so than ever. And we don't know whether we are going or coming today, right? But these are some of the things that happen that, you know, these things are not brought to our attention by people who, let's say, could enlighten us as to who we are. Number four, what was the first international law? Listen to this. You talk about First international law means civilized, the civilized world. International law. Who? Was there any European? No, because when European come here and begin to terrorize us with imperial colonialism, this we are talking from 200,000 years ago, you know. We were created civilized. If these white people were civilized, why would they be just coming here, you know, in the latter of BC? And gradually work themselves into being someone to be reckoned with until they gone and doing something that they otherwise, for us, they wouldn't be talking, they wouldn't look like humans, they would still be wearing animal skin clothes and making stone tools. We come in and made a civilized difference. So now when we get pushed aside and we don't know what is our civilization and allow these sodomite white people to look in our faces and behave like they are the ones in power. Not at all. It is for us to take charge and let the force, the power of the gods, move these people asunder, because they don't belong to where we are. Why they come and jack up, fasten themselves upon us everywhere we are? It is because they really can't do without us. If you know exactly the way things have played out and where we are here today, they cannot do without the African people. They want us to think over time that nobody resists what they do, and Africa there, worst of all, you know, they feel like now they have it, they feel like things have it going now. They feel like it is going well for them. I don't think so nowadays, though, what has been happening lately, because at least they should be holding the White House and Washington, you know, like a place that can really lead a civilized, you know, world. But they are far from that. Oh, no. Far from that. And they have proven long time that they can rule nothing. And that's when they started out with Christianity. When they started out with Christianity, 200,000 years ago. And you remember the deep depression that they fall in. These guys have been struggling. But it's just that, guess what? The African people try to survive. But it's not, you know, we have not been able to depend on them, because all they seek to do is kill us and do all kind of stuff with us. You see what I mean? So what I'm trying to say to you is, their time is done. Their time is done. Okay? They're going to perish, and that's where they're headed. Go like the swine and go throw themselves into the water down there and drown themselves. That's the way these white people are going to end up, because what they have done was too nasty and totally out civilized thinking, the stuff that they do, all the atrocities that they do. Okay? Now, so now we're talking about where world history civilization began. It's not with these thinking, fucking ass homosexual people who are telling us we must accept them. How did they get here? I know how they come here, okay? And to them, I'm saying, get out. Get out, because I'm going to pray, you know, to the gods, say, please. We don't need them among us. You see what I mean? I don't want anybody for me to be talking about, you know, they want man's body to fuck. You see? And their asshole to lick out. I don't want none of those things in our atmosphere. So these white people, if they know what is good for them, they begin to take their track back up to where they come from, because it's not going to work for them, right? But if they want it to work for them, so, well, they will find out. They'll find out, because it is not going to work out. And we have the force to obliterate them, I mean, more than they may think, of how they have obliterated us already. Okay? Now it's time for us to find ourselves and settle down in peace. And we want these faggots out. That's all there is to it. They come here because they can't do without us. They're going to do without us. Or the gods make them to disappear. Like the swine. They don't want to accept the laws that is civilized laws. They don't want to accept that. They want their federal law, sodomite law. Come on, and want us to be and to abide by it. Listen, there is absolutely no African people today to give these white people a penny when they talk about they want to vote and all those kind of stuff, because those are sodomite stuff that they need to take it out right up to Europe for themselves. That's where they belong since 1.5 million years ago. That's where they must go with it, with this Jesus and everything that they have. Go up there with everything that they like. Go back up there. Go enjoy themselves. Get out of our territory. I mean, every one of them. You see what I mean? Because, yes, the gods will get them out of every one of these territories that you don't maybe remember that they were occupying them and think that it could be reversed. Let me tell you something. These white fucking ass white people, they are nobody to be reckoned with at all. Not unless you're not on the right side. If you're not on the right side, the gods that created all things and put everything here, and you watch them deal with it. Look at what they do with it. Look what they do with it. And we are here behaving like nothing. But I can understand we have it hard. We don't have the learning and everything that we're supposed to have. I know that. But at some point, we have to, like, you know, it's a matter of changing ourselves. Get to know and change yourself and bring yourself back to where the Lord bless us. All right. So now, I mean, when I see these white people behaving like our gods don't mean nothing, all the good things of civilization don't mean anything, only what they decide to use is good. You know, all the things that they take and strip us of is theirs, and those things are good. So they use our civilized things to finance their sodomite way of life and go on like, oh, you know, they don't need us. No, you're going to find out how badly you really did need us. And I'm telling you right now, put it in the reverse and go back right up where you come from. Because you know what? We don't want to hear. What country started civilization? Civilization first appeared in Mesopotamia. What is now Iraq? You see what I mean? Same place where these sodomites going and raping the place. I mean, stripping Iraq of everything that is sacred. Yeah, that's what these faggots does. You know, and behave like they're, you know, they are the highest, they are the greatest. And all they do is keep on sucking up the money. You see, they don't have enough money to make people have good living accommodation. And no, that's not, no, you must go there and work, and until you're dead. Mesopotamia, what is now Iraq, and later in Egypt, the earliest law, Ur-Nammu, is the oldest known law code surviving today. It is from Mesopotamia and is written on tablets in the Sumerian language, 2100, 2050 BCE. The next written set of laws known to us is the Code of Hammurabi. He also, the king of Babylon between 1792 BC and 1758 BC, Hammurabi is said to have been, some other things they have to say about him, but it cuts off right here. I want to thank you for tuning into the program, my friends. And this is what I have to tell you today. And I hope that you have learned something that will forever help your mind to gain ground on the way you want to think of good things. Let's see now, what else do I have here? I always have the link here for the research in South Africa. And I want folks to know that I have it here. And it is important for African people to know. Please come and pick it up. Earth International Research Society welcomes our newest member, Michael Tellinger. Michael is a musician, author, scientist, and an explorer from Mpumalanga, South Africa. Michael been making groundbreaking discoveries about a vanished ancient civilization. When you hear that, what do you think about, my friends? Yes. His continued effort and analytical scientific approach have produced stunning new evidence that force us to rethink our origins and rewrite our history books. Now, you know, I find delight in reading something like this because, you know, what it is saying, it is a light that light up the darkness of night, you know, to hear these kind of things. So may you be blessed. And remember, we are not going to be around forever. We just born a few years ago, and here we are. We getting old and stuff like that. And I just want the pleasure of knowing the things we ought to know, to make our heart rejoice, to come to realize these things in our lifetime. Many have passed away and never had the privilege. So I'm gonna like play a few tunes and we'll see how well we can end this episode. Let's see.
back when I was a child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell. And I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. How I'd love, love, love to dance with my father. Ooh. When I and my mother would disagree, to get my way I would run from her to him. He'd make me laugh just to comfort me. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, he left the dollar under my sheet. Never dreamed that he would be gone from me. If I could steal one final glance, one final, one final dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. Cause I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. Sometimes I'd listen outside her door, and I'd hear how my mother cried for him.
Down in Zimbabwe.
Let's see.
Thank you.